Okay.
Yes, okay. So, I'm going to ask you to
Mr. Flesh.
Present.
Ms. Henton.
Here.
Ms. Hewitt.
Here.
Ms. Nickerson.
Here.
Mr. Reed.
Here.
Ms. Strotman.
Here.
And I'm here, and Mr. Plade let us know he was not going to be able to be here.
Okay. I can get to know you a little bit better. Maybe you can share a little bit, and then at the end of the meeting or later, we'll be letting you know who we are. Yeah, I'll be whatever comes.
I mean, we're a military, you understand?
Okay.
My name is Sandra Hewitt. I'm retired, married with one son. I did the University of City at Cambridge in 1979 in Campbell's Young, North Carolina. And I'm glad to be a woman.
But you are retired.
Yes, I'm retired.
Can you share what area you worked in? Or?
I worked with the Department of the Army. I was a career manager. I managed soldiers. I made sure that their business was up to date, made sure they had education to be promoted. I made sure that the soldier and his family or her family arrived to the next duty station safely.
Okay. You know, just kind of thinking how that's effect to play into some of the activities that they have. Well organized, and that would be.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have to be open. Yes.
You say you're a civilian?
Yes, I'm a civilian. 31 years.
I'm sorry.
She's retired from the military.
What's your name?
I was a civilian. I'm civilian.
Yeah, and it worked for the military. Okay.
I'm a civilian. I'm a chance soldier.
You know, I always thought you were in the military.
We have no visitors or guests.
Wayne, do you want us to introduce ourselves?
I'm sorry?
Do you want us to introduce ourselves?
Oh, okay. I was going to do that after.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
I'm Wayne Flesh. I'm also retired. I work for St. Louis County Government and East West Gateway Council of Governments.
Sandra, you know me too.
Goodness gracious. We know each other.
Carl?
I'm retired. I used to be assistant director of Blackwood Airport. 36 years.
I'm retired. I worked for Anheuser-Busch for 22 years.
I need to talk to you sometime, Carl, about the airport and what's going on with the airport, what the city's doing on that.
And I'm Marcia, and I'm not retired.
Yes, I'm Marcia, yes. All right. The minutes. Should have gotten them at home or an email, and there was one on the table here, so everybody has had a chance to read them. Were there any additions or corrections?
Everything seemed to be right on the money.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We would accept a motion to accept the minutes if that's the case.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes from May 20th, 2019 meeting.
Do you observe a second?
Okay.
I second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Well done. So, okay, we've already introduced Sandra. Okay, so we'll go on with the agenda. Unfinished business. We've been talking about the Aging Ahead activities, Matt, for a couple meetings now, and I know that there's some plans that are going to surface in fall. Is there a status report on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to wait till the fall. It's going to happen more immediately.
Okay.
The update is that first of all, Aging Ahead is going to continue their partnership with the YMCA out at the Maryland Heights YMCA. And so that program will continue on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And to the best of my understanding, any University City residents who want to go to that program still can get the benefit of the Oats van to take them out there. But a lot of the people who were participating in the program here did not want to go out to the Maryland Heights Center. I even talked to one lady who has been going out and who actually had enjoyed some of the activities. She just didn't like that it was so far away, and they really wanted to be able to come back here because it's close and it's familiar. And so there were negotiations between Aging Ahead and Darren Dunkel, who is the director of Parks and Recreation, and an agreement has been worked out, and I think the contracts actually have been drawn up and signed by both parties. So this new agreement has both sides, meaning Aging Ahead and the City of University City, providing pieces of the program. Aging Ahead on Tuesdays and Thursdays has agreed to continue providing lunches for people who come to a program. They have also agreed to continue providing transportation for people who come to a program. And that is their part of the agreement. So what the City of University City has agreed to is to provide this room, which they always had, but they will continue providing this meeting space on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And they will provide maintenance assistance to set up the tables and clean up the room and get things ready. And they will provide staffing to coordinate the program and oversee the program, and I will become that staff. So my office is going to move to this little office that's right here, this window that's right here, because it had been used by a social worker who worked for Aging Ahead, who was here 4 days a week. Well, actually, she was here 5 days a week, but she has moved out. She's going to now work at their Ferguson office. My office will be here. And I will sort of take over that program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It is possible that at some point the program may expand to other days, but the lunch and the transportation will not expand. The city cannot provide lunch or transportation on any other days of the week. The cost, the Aging Ahead gets that money through the federal government, and that's what allows them to provide those facets of the program, and the city just doesn't have the money at this point to do it. Sometime in the future, that is something that maybe this commission, you know, may need to lobby for, and that could be in a budget request down the line if that's what you all feel should be happening. But at this point, if additional days of programming happen, if we start doing things on Mondays or Wednesdays or Fridays, people can come. We will advertise it. We'll do whatever we can to make it, you know, enjoyable programming, but it will mean people will have to get here on their own, and they'll either have to bring a sack lunch, or maybe it won't be a 9 to 1 o'clock. Maybe it'll be a 10 to 12 program or a 9 to 11 program. We're just going to have to feel our way. But at least at the beginning, we're feeling like we just need to start with the Tuesday, Thursday aspect, since we know we've got the lunch and we've got the transportation, and it will feel familiar again. So I think the hope is that this program will begin on July the 2nd, and there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be laid before then, just in terms of my getting filled in about how this program works, and getting a key for that office back there, for example, because that's where a lot of stuff is stored, and I need to figure out what the processes are for these lunches and ordering transportation, and where's the bingo cards, you know? I need to get to the nuts and bolts of this. But the goal is, the hope is, to get it started on the 2nd, and there's going to be a mailing pretty quickly out to as many people as we can identify as previous participants to let them know that they can start coming back. Yeah.
The transportation. Do they go to people's individual homes?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. They use the Oats van.
Okay.
And not everybody uses that transportation. Gloria, do you have any sense of how many of those folks come by Oates Van?
15 and maybe more. Sometimes, even though they drive, a lot of them, they don't want to drive up here because they don't like parking in the back.
And having to walk.
So they'll just use the Oates.
So that.
And then, too, I'm not exactly sure on this, but I think that if you did not ride the shuttle here, when the Oates bus would take you to Snooks, then you couldn't get on. Well, that's what AGNet wouldn't let them get on the bus. I don't think that that's fair because that transportation has already been paid for. But that's why some of them drive.
Oh, okay. Because they like to go to the store
right
after.
So if they get on the shuttle to get here, they may not ride it back just so that they can get transported with everybody else to the Snooks or the all here or whatever.
The other thing I'll share with you all, just because you may hear about this, I met today with Darren and with Linda Ewell Taylor from Centennial Commons, and one of the things that I found out is that they're not going to any longer set up the round tables. They're going to be setting up these tables because now that our maintenance staff is going to be responsible for setting up and breaking down, if they set up round tables in the morning 2 days a week for the folks who come to the senior program, and if there's any kind of a commission meeting or court or anything happening here in the evening, it means they have to come back after 1 o'clock, take those tables down, put them away, bring out these tables and set them back up. And there's an issue of maintenance staff time, and so they're going to be using these 8-foot tables. I hope people will be happy enough to be coming back that they won't mind, but I have a feeling we're going to hear a few words about why don't we have our round tables anymore. Well, just in case, you should know.
I think there will be some sorry. I think there will be some glad you come back here because at the city conference meeting, there was a lot of things that was there.
I know. I know. They made their voices heard. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. There will be there will be tables and chairs. And again, just to put a bug in your ear, I'm going to be walking a fine line with this program in terms of having to figure out how much of what will happen will look and feel like it felt before everything blew up at them. You know, they were very upset that the program was taken away. What they've been saying is, we want to come back, we want to see our friends, we liked the camaraderie, we like having some place to go. I think if I start making any kind of major changes in the scheduling and the programming and the way things look and feel, that it's going to be uncomfortable for them. That's my gut instinct. First thing I learned in graduate school, learning to be a social worker, is start where the client is at. And so I need to find out where they're at. And so changes and new programming is going to happen incrementally. I think there's room for improvement is the way I would put it. I think there's room for new things to happen here. Linda told me that her educator or her staff person from Centennial would be more than willing to come over here and do exercise classes over here, which I think personally would be great. I can't tell them that they have to take exercise classes. I'm going to need to talk with them and work with them and get to know them and build up a trust level and then start trying some of these new things. So what I'd like you all to know is that I'm very open. I don't know how open they'll be. I'm very open to figuring out new things that we could do. I have some of my own ideas. I love the idea of cooking demonstrations, for example. And there's a resident here in University City, a woman who's a professor at WashU, who has written a new book that is about the importance of the importance of recipes in terms of family histories in the African American culture. And I thought that might be a wonderful person to come here and talk about her book. And maybe people could talk about their own family recipes, or maybe we could compile a cookbook of all those family recipes. I'd love to get some children in here. I don't know if it's walking distance from Centennial to here. I really will have to kind of look at it, engage it. They got camp kids running all over the place over there. If we could get some children here, you know, if it could be a field trip even, if they provide bus transportation and we could have a day where we could get kids to come here who could sing or perform or do a skit or, you know, interact with the folks who were here in some kind of a, or just play games with them or do an art project with them. I love the idea of art projects, of talking to Diane Davenport and others who know other people who are crafty. And letting people do some arts and crafts. Those are the kinds of sort of extra kinds of things that that you mentioned cards, Kathy. I don't know what your skills and hobbies and interests are or who you know in the community that might be a great speaker or somebody who could teach line dancing. I mean, I'm just talking off the top of my head here. But what would be fun for people to do? What would be new and interesting and engaging? That would make people happy they were here and get them up off their chairs a little bit, maybe more than they have been. If what they want to do is just come in and sit and chat and eat their lunch and leave, that may be what happens. But we're going to just kind of take it slow. And if you all have ideas or resources to share with me, please let me know, okay?
Well, the one thing that had been a problem, are we taking too much time on this one?
No, I have some questions.
The one thing that had been a problem was through the years, it's been so many people from the Mideast who come in here to run the program. So sometimes you get a monthly calendar, like Monday so-and-so's going on, Tuesday, Wednesday, like that. And then there's been some that come in here that did nothing. Their office at that time was up here across from where your new office is coming in there, and all they did was just sat in there. You had where for 3 months straight, there was no one here from Mideast Agency, period. Not one day. These seniors.
Who let them in the building?
I'm sorry?
Who let them in the building?
The building is open because it has, back then it would be open. Okay? The Mideast people did not come for 3 months. And the seniors ran their own program. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just telling you what I know. And have witnesses that will speak up and say that. They wanted to say it at the council meeting, but I suggested that that wasn't necessary.
No.
You know, let Darren and Marsha know, but don't. Yeah. You don't need to stand up and say that. So their main thing is now they are so used to handling things themselves because they got away from the field trips and all of that because of the person that would be in charge of it.
And because the van died. Because they lost the van. There haven't been field trips since the van broke down. The city did have a van and used to take folks from here. But once that van broke down.
I mean, after that, they were going on the Oaks bus. You know, because they had a day where they would go to Walmart, you know, different places that they could do. And all of that stopped because of, again, transition people. And the city, I'm going to say the city, because this was not the city's program, the city had no idea what was going on. I'm talking before you became the senior person. There was no involvement from the city at all, except for I can tell you one time I know for sure, and it was when Lyndon Walker became the city manager. I went up there and suggested that he come up here and meet the seniors, and he did. He came up here, and that particular day, I threw this big Hawaiian luau for them, and they invited other seniors, like from Paraquad and other locations, you know. And the room was just full of seniors, and they had such a good time. And Lehman actually stayed around and talked to them. You know what I mean? Came more hands-on. This is what they like. And then when Mayor Adams was the mayor, I had him to come up here because even though they were younger then, they weren't going to city council meetings like we do. You know, they didn't do all that. I'm just using that for an example. And the things that they do don't don't really cost a lot of money. But some of the concern, Marcia, had been that, is the city going to do it like they can get it? Because things that were already in place, when I'm saying they can get it, but the people that were running it said, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. And I tried to share with them, not trying to know it all, but when you receive state and federal money for different programs, you have guidelines that you have to go by. And those were probably some of the guidelines that they couldn't sell this, couldn't do that. So what they ended up doing was having little fundraisers and say donation. And then they were able to do it. So it's just like with the bingo. It's not like inching ahead with furnishing the items that you wanted for the bingo. They were, the seniors were the ones that were buying all this stuff. Yeah, see, they were doing everything.
Just made it for a little over a year. The seniors did all that.
Right.
They would have different, whatever month it was a holiday, they would have things for the holiday. The seniors did all of that.
Right, not the people that ran the
And is that their preference, you think? Is that what they want to get back to?
That's what happened through the years, how it changed, and the people running the program start doing less and less and less. The gentleman that was here, every time I came here, and I was still working, they sat in that office. Every time I came, he was in that office. They were the ones that, at that time, they had the seating tables for the food. And when it was delivered, they were the ones getting up, putting stuff in.
The seniors?
Yes. I'm telling you, it's, and they're not hard to please. It's just like with the bingo. They have certain people that run the bingo games. Mm-hmm. They have certain people that deal with the prizes. They have certain people that play.
They have
raffles. It's already, I'm not trying to be negative or anything that. It's, the program's already set up. What needs to be is more structured, where the city can come in and have a speaker come in. When they want a musician or entertainer to come in, they pull their monies together and they pay for it. And this is why I don't understand what was Agent Ahead doing.
Well, and see, I have an objection to that. I think that's where the city should come in.
Well, if it's what I said to the city.
There should be money for decorations for a party. There should be money to pay somebody a $25 honorarium if they're coming in to speak.
Now that it's going to be a senior program ran by the city, I'm using this scenario saying that Agent Ahead, Mindy's agency, didn't do that.
I understand.
When I did the Hawaiian Luau, I furnished that because the guy told me they didn't have any money in their budget.
Well,
but since this is budget time for the city, like I shared with the seniors, you can't expect the city to put $10,000 or $20,000 into a senior budget. I'm sure they're going to be able to put something there.
There will be a small amount of money, a small line, yes.
I think it'll be fine.
And next year, hopefully, there will be more, since this is all happening late in the game with the budget process.
Right.
Yes.
And you know, they're prepared for all that.
You know, we have guests come to AARP.
I know. Really good people.
Really
good people, yes.
Yep.
Marcia, am I assuming that you will retain your office space in City Hall?
No.
No,
my office will be here. So come see me on Mondays and Wednesdays. I'll be a little tiny bit lonely.
And how do you get copies? How do you get
There's a copy machine and a printer here, and if I need other administrative assistance, we're going to work that out.
During your 2 days a week, and you're going to be here how long?
20 hours a week. The program is going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'll probably be here 4 days a week, like I have usually been.
What happens on the other 2 days?
I'm here.
You're just here.
By yourself. Nobody's in it.
I don't like that.
Did you have a choice, or you were just told that? Well, you know, that's as a commission, I'm like everybody else. You know, everybody's kind of looking and stuff.
They may be thinking that at some point the program will expand, and if it does expand and there's programming going on 4 days a week or 5 days a week, then you know, it makes
me. What if it don't?
Well.
And it's not going to expand within the next 2 or 3 months. And I think that you are a woman, and even if you were a man, I just don't think it's good. It's fine for that to be a satellite office for you on Tuesday and Thursday. And if the city doesn't want to put a phone line in there with you, then you don't get a damn cell phone that you can use when you're here.
Well, you know what? I will raise this with my supervisor.
I'm not trying to
be funny. No, no, no.
Because there's no reason for you to be here on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. There's just no reason for it.
Can we register our objection or our position on that? Because
It's up to you. I will talk with Darren about it. I need to be talking with him on a pretty constant basis right now about all this stuff anyway, and I can share with him your comments, and I can ask him to get back to you, too. You know.
I think somebody else may want to comment, too.
Where do you want to be?
You know what? That's a tough question to answer.
You just don't want to be down here by yourself.
Well, that's just you know, I like working with people. Well, there was a social worker from Aging Ahead whose office was here, and the doors are just locked all the time. And if somebody comes to the door, then you just pop up. Now, every once in a while, there's something going on over here. I don't want you to think that this is empty all the time, but it's pretty empty. It's pretty quiet.
Well, what's going to happen is this. I'm reading between the lines. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have a 20-hour work schedule, which I'm sure is much more than that. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you're going to be here.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you need to be here on Mondays and Wednesdays? Is there?
Well, that's what we're discussing. Technically, no.
Because what's going to happen is this. Mark my word. Since all of this, the community center and Marsha's title and all of that, is all under parks and recreation. Eventually, what's going to happen is when there's an event over there, then Marsha will be the one
that's doing the event
place.
Over there.
Right. Not, you know what I'm saying? You'll be the employee from the city.
Well, maybe. That hadn't even occurred to me. That's not the worry. Being here all by myself, it'll just be very quiet and very a little lonely, you know. But if this were a space where there could be bookcases and I could put out resources and I could have a pot of coffee and people could know that they could come on over and drop in, you know, that would be great. But we can't make this that space because it's used for so many other purposes. And so at 1 o'clock, boom, this changes back from the senior center program into a senior commission meeting, you know, just like that, because it's used for so many things. So I don't know that people are going to start streaming over here because there's a new senior center, because it really is not going to be a senior center per se. So, you know, whether they would consider letting me keep that desk and just being over here, and you know, I will raise all of this with Darren and let him know about your.
Why don't we raise our concern with the city? Keep her out of it. We need to voice our concerns.
Okay. I'm also concerned about how much time that's taken away from the commission. These are all older notes, and that's good. But are we
going to
have less
and
more
time?
No. I don't think so, Wayne. I mean, my days vary from day to day to day. And some days are very busy. And some days, you know, I'm browsing on the internet and cleaning my files out. And you know, if the phone doesn't ring, if there's no, you know, this has been a busy time because there was supposed to have been a work day on Saturday. And I was dealing with the church groups and the volunteers and the homeowners. And we had to cancel. And so today was very busy because now we're having to reschedule and figure it all out. So there's busy times and there's less busy times. I think when it will become a question is perhaps next year in February, January and February. I don't know if I'm going to be able to still answer the phone for AARP and schedule their appointments for taxes. That's a big piece of work.
And I'm just thinking of all of your activities that are taking place at City Hall. Can those be absorbed in this building, in the facility?
I don't have that many activities that are taking place. Well, but I can answer the phone here. I could do that scheduling here. I could do most of my work here. If I have a computer, that's the way the world is these days. As long as I have a computer to sit in front of and a telephone, I can do what I do from here. What I would lose is that immediate access to the inspectors, so that if I get a call or a question about a house issue, or if they have an older woman that's going to have her house cited, they can come over to my desk and say, Marcia, I just talked to this lady. Will you give her a call because she needs some volunteers? We can do that by phone. We can do that by email. The immediacy will be gone. You know, I'll be in a different building from my supervisor. It's not optimal, but it's workable.
What we're saying is we would suggest that your office be like a satellite office, and then you could do some storage stuff with the senior items or whatever in there.
I don't think they're going to give me two computers. That would be...
Well, can't you have a laptop and go back and forth with it? Or don't they have iPads?
Why should they do?
The departments have a laptop.
Okay, we'll get that fixed too. Next, no. I just need you to be here Tuesday.
Your letter sounds like commission. We don't think it's a good idea to be down here.
Be over there on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and do just like you do now. If you've got to be at the Brentmore for a meeting or Centennial Commons, you just leave your office and you go to your meeting. So if you're over there at City Hall and you need to get here for something, you can just drive right on over here.
Okay.
Right.
We're looking at it from a safety perspective.
Right.
That's what I want to write you a letter about safety.
I think we have to move on here for me, but I am concerned about this, and I'm surprised that they're doing this. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you're really the one that needs to make many of the determinations. I can do this or I can't do this and that. So, but I would agree that we can pull together some kind of costs.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not disagreeing with you, Wayne, but I don't think as the employee, I think she's got to walk a semi-thin line, okay? Because this is her job. She's not quite ready to retire yet. She doesn't want to go look for another job. She's with the senior commission because she has a love for seniors. I just think that we as a commission, we got to step up to the plate and we got to speak. She can put it in her minutes that there was a lot of outrage or whatever from the commission members that, you know, they just weren't too happy with that thing.
You'd even make a motion if you would accept it that we're opposed to that. We're coming down here today to let the board.
Would that be in order?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're the chair. Whatever.
You understand the motion?
It's in order. This is your meeting.
It'll be in order.
I so move that this commission, go on record, that's not supporting the idea of our senior advisor being adopted.
Is that right, 3 days a week?
Well, if I were here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if I needed to be in the office Monday, Wednesday, and or Friday.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
It's already been seconded.
Who seconded it, Gloria?
Discussion?
I have a question. Do you have required office hours?
I have not up until I am, and you said something about it, I'm sure you work more than 20 hours. I'm really not supposed to work more than I'm paid for
that.
20
I know
hours.
How that works, but I also know that you end up.
There are times that I do. I did before the May 5th program, and what I'm in the process of doing right now actually is whittling away. And instead of turning in a timesheet for 40 hours each time, I'm working 30 hours, or I'm working 35 hours, and eventually I will get even with the city. And so up until now, my 20 hours, I'm on my sixth supervisor in 3.5 years. So nobody's really been keeping tabs on me. And I've been told that I could make my own flexible hours. So I sort of work 10:30 to 3:30 Monday through Thursday. But on any given week, if my daughter needs me to babysit or if I'm sick, or, you know, if I need to work on a Friday because there's a meeting I have to go to, I work on a Friday, and then I adjust my hours some of the other days. So it's been pretty flexible. This will be now Tuesdays and Thursdays, probably 8:30 to 1:30 for sure. I will be here, and that will be set. But the other hours, I still will be able to, you know, finagle on my own. I'm sorry? It's on, yes.
Yes, one other question.
My question is, do you have an assistant or do you have volunteers? to come in to help him?
Neither at this point. I mean, up until now, I have been working in the community development department, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4 clerks. And so one in particular has been very gracious. You know, if I need help with something, if I need 800 labels run when I'm going to send out a newsletter, Barbara Mathis she's the person I go to. If I need supplies, if I've run out of notepads or I need any kind of office supplies, Barbara's the one that handles that for me. If I have a problem with the copy machine, which I always do because that machine and I don't get along, you know, the other clerks will, if I have to stuff 800 things into envelopes, they will help me. And so we're going to have to figure out, you know, where will that help come from if I'm over here? I don't think they're telling me I'm getting absolutely no more help. I just may have to physically take my stuff back over there. Oh, of course. Of course. Of course.
So, we don't have a problem with that.
I'm going to call the question then.
I call the question.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
And do I understand that then you're going to express that sentiment in a letter? Okay.
It should come from us.
One other final question. This new component, which was previously aging ahead, does this now become part of our responsibility as a commission?
Well, it's not something I'm talking
about. I'm asking the question.
I think you now can have input into that program in a way that you never did before. Yes.
Responsibility and as well as.
Well, if it's a flop or something negative, yeah. We can hold some responsibility. We are volunteers for the city by being on the commission. And when you say senior commission, then we are supposed to be astute enough to be able to recommend some stuff.
Okay.
And you're also a sounding board. What will have happened now, for better or for worse, is that if the seniors are not happy with something in this program, they're going to bring it to this body.
Is this the only senior? Are you sitting seniors?
Everybody that came to the Aging Ahead program is not a University City resident. The large majority are. I think there are a few, maybe from Pagedale or.
Maybe two from Pagedale,
yeah.
One from Wellston, and maybe two from Olivet. And
I'm not going to tell those folks they're not welcome. I think that there's nothing wrong with them continuing to come, but it will be publicized to University City residents. The publicity will be to University City residents.
Okay. Is there something that is written down on this? There's a lot of pieces here. I'm wondering if there's a paragraph or a page that would explain what's happening that we could have.
I'll ask Darren. There may be something that was.
Is this still appropriate? Aging again?
That's sort of old news.
It has to be updated.
Yes, yes, yes.
Public information at the council meeting Monday night. There, the copy of the contract agreement that the city is doing with Aging Ahead, it's all on the internet. Mm-hmm. And this cover sheet, and Darren stood up and spoke. I had no.
Well, I'll get a copy of it, and I can send a copy to all of you via email.
On my email.
Yes.
I mean, I would ask Marcia to make a copy, but I got notes on
it. I'll get whatever it is from Darren, and I'll send it to you.
Have it?
No, I wasn't at the meeting.
No, they didn't hand them out. Every week, like Fridays, you can pull the agenda for the council meeting that's going to be Monday.
Oh.
And you have the agenda. And all the attachments.
Well, you know who has, Lorit has that. Lorit can give me a copy of it. I can ask her for it, and she'll send it to me via email, and then I'll share.
Email it to you.
Okay,
you
okay.
To,
yeah, I will.
Summary of the senior survey.
Well, can we get back to what Ms. Hewitt was asking Marcia about?
Did you get it all answered? Or?
I don't know. What was your question?
My question was, since you want to be down here, do you have an assistant staff who can invite a volunteer?
Can it, yes, the answer, the simple answer is yes, absolutely. And if I know you're willing to do that, any of you, all of you, then if I need that kind of assistance, and I may need more of that kind of assistance now that I have a concrete, regular, twice-a-week program. And so I will call on you. And all the worst that you can say is, gosh, I'm busy next Tuesday, Marcia. I would have liked to help, but I can't, you know. But if I can, if I know I can call on you to say, are you available, I will do that, believe me.
So you won't have this. I know you said something about this young lady that helped me when you was down at City Hall.
Uh-huh.
Will you still be able to get that help?
I think so. We haven't nailed that down yet. It's kind of mushy at the moment because that help is coming from the women in the community development department. Technically, I'm now in the parks and recreation department. But my supervisor, Darren, still has not been assigned an administrative assistant. And so all of that is being negotiated. And once he is told that one of the clerks in the Parks and Recreation or the Public Works Department, which is where his office is, once he says, you get, you know, Janet Carter for 20 hours a week or whatever it is, I will then go under his umbrella and I will have access to probably a new person. But I will get some kind of administrative assistance. Yes.
Thank you. That's very good. I think we're going to leave it up to you, Marcia,
to ask for help.
Because, for instance, I had mentioned a speaker to her for the Older American Fund or something, and it just kind of didn't work out. But maybe that speaker could come and talk to this group because it's related. And, they're retired. They could come on Tuesday morning.
Well, that's what I'm asking for your suggestions and resources.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to need to hear from you, and I know you'll get in touch with us. The survey. Did everybody have a chance? And has everybody seen the survey document itself?
Oh, I did not bring that. I apologize.
Good. But this is
no, I didn't bring the original survey. I apologize. Yes, yes. What you've got is the result. The survey was done last spring.
Okay. Maybe we need to look at that and just to see how we're going to use this.
Well, I don't. You mean at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean that was just to remind you. Actually, I think Adam said in his overview, it was mailed out to all the 800 names that were on my list. There were copies made available at Centennial Commons, copies that were left in the senior resource area at the library. Copies were distributed to the people at the senior center. Adam and some of the students that he worked with from UMSL actually came over and interviewed some of the people at the senior center. They also randomly selected a certain number of names, 25 or 50 names of people from my mailing list, and went door to door and talked to people in their homes. And I think he also interviewed people at the AARP meeting. And so we got about between 250 and 300 responses. Every single person in University City did not answer that survey. Every single person in University City didn't receive the survey, because the only way that could have happened is to stuff it into the roars. And that costs $2,000 when you do that. So
I think that's very good response. I've done enough surveys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Polling, that's a good response.
And we're told that there's about 10,000 older people. And so that's more than 10%. No, let's see, what would 10% be? 1,000.
Well, if you only sent out officially 800.
Yes, yes. Then we got more than a 10% response based on the ones we sent.
That's
yes.
A huge response.
Yep.
So we'll move that, kind of update the.
I will bring copies of the original survey next time.
New business. Commission, how can we as commission members help recruiting more volunteers? One of the things is laying in front of you is a listing of churches.
Yeah.
And this is just a listing of churches. I don't think there's a section on the right has anything to do with churches. Give you an idea of what I asked Marcia about, and I'm going to do. I attend Bethel Lutheran Church, and I'm going to ask for a group of individuals who would be willing to assist in the fall we're going to avoid the heat, we're going to get it in September or something like that, where we can go to a home, and Marcia has homes available, and I think readily so, and if she needs more, she can get them. And we're going to do some things in the yard, or primarily in the yard, I think, that we can, we have skills for, whatever, and spend 3 or 4 hours there.
Wayne, if I can make one additional ask. I mean, if you will do that, that will be beautiful. But what I'm really looking for from Bethel, what's the name of the church? Bethel Lutheran Church. What I want is not necessarily the name of 5 or 10 people right now. What I would really like is the name of one person at your church who would like to serve as my contact person. And that person would be the one who would recruit the 10 or 12 people for the Make a Difference Day. I have a team, I have I don't even know what I call these people, but I have that contact at Our Lady of Lourdes, I have a contact at Christ the King, I have a contact at All Saints Church, and I have a contact with SHED, which is a church-based organization. And so we have meetings where we sit down to talk about how are we going to do Make a Difference Day this year, and who wants to take which houses. If I could have a representative from Bethel Lutheran Church at that table, that's what I'm looking for, and a representative from your church, and a representative from your church. And if you could find me 4 people, or if your representative could find me 4 people, that's a house. You know, we could do that many more houses if we could get more churches involved. So if you want, if you can recruit 10 or 12, but then you've become my liaison. Do you want to play that role, or do you just want to find me that person?
I'm going to start with that role.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I might turn it over.
Okay. Sure. That's what I need. I need a contact person at each church and synagogue.
Anyway, this was just one resource that we were thinking of. And if you're available or if you can do this, this would be wonderful. But I think there's other resources to do. But the churches are one thing that universities have. And there's a bunch of telecasts.
Mm-hmm. Contact. So what else are you looking for? How many doors
is that after?
That's your meetings, is that what you're
That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Because when we have these meetings, what happens is I give people a chart, and it shows the 35 or 40 houses that I have on a wait list. And Christ the King says, well, we could probably commit to 8 houses. And Our Lady of Our Lady of Lourdes says we can commit to 10 houses. And what's the other one? The smaller one. All Saints Church usually takes 1. They are a very small church and they have an aging population, but they will usually commit to 1 house. 2 years ago, University City High School sent us 3 or 4 high school kids, and Bishop Baker and I can't think of his name, the shop teacher from U City. And those kids and their teachers did 1 house. That was beautiful. But the teachers were my contacts at the high school. They recruited the kids. So the more contact people I have, it has to be somebody who, first of all, says, I would love to help you. This is important, and I'd be glad to help you. And who then is a person who has contacts within the church and isn't afraid to make phone calls and start reaching out and saying, hey, would you like to help do some raking and yard work for a U City program coming up in October? And put them on the list. And then you got them, and you can contact them.
Okay, so for example, when you say, like, All Saints will take a house, what will they do at the house? Will they do the outside work?
Only outside. Only outside work. And what we tell people, the application says that they can apply for help with yard work and or minor exterior repairs. So what are minor exterior repairs? A little painting. They're not going to paint a whole house, but they can paint trim around the windows. They can paint a handrail. They can repaint a step. Maybe they can repair a concrete step if there's a step that's cracking.
Have some sense of the people and what they're capable of.
And if the shed as an organ. We're not looking for electricians. We don't get that. We're looking for people who might not be afraid to climb on a ladder, because gutter cleaning is something that we offer. Not on a two-story house. We don't go up the second floor, but if there's people that will bring a ladder and are willing to clean gutters, if there's people that are willing to cut low-hanging branches, we don't cut down trees, but we will trim low-hanging branches, we will trim shrubbery, we will clean out flower beds, we will plant flowers, pull stuff off of fences. And so that's part of the discussion at the table, Gloria. When I put out these houses, it tells in the far column what the homeowner has asked for. And so if you know the skills of the people who have volunteered, and if they've all said, I'm willing to do some yard work, that's about all I can commit to, we give you a house that only needs yard work.
Okay, so I can talk to you about it later.
Okay. Yes.
As far as giving the supplies,
We especially for Make a Difference Day, there has been up until now, and I'm hoping it will be approved for next year, the city has contributed a couple $1,000s for supplies, because we use a lot of brown yard bags, a lot of brown yard bags. We buy some tools each year, not a lot, but we buy some rakes, we buy some work gloves, we buy some paint. Right. People bring their own tools often. The churches, the people who buy the stuff, and Shed, this organization called Shed, also has a small treasury, and they provide some money, and we will give volunteer team leaders a $50 gift card so that they can buy stuff at Home Depot. I know that a lot of those guys pay more than $50 for the supplies they buy, and it comes right out of their pockets.
Yeah, because that's what my team started.
SHED stands for Safe Housing for the Elderly and Disabled. It's a not-for-profit organization.
That was really, I was just saying, this is where I come in.
I know, you've said you can get a discount. And the other thing that we have initiated in the last 2 years is that we did adapt the application. And now when people fill out an application, there is a question that says, would you be able to contribute anything to this effort? Because we are constantly trying to offer help to as many houses as possible. We deplete our supply of funds, and anything you could contribute would be appreciated. There's a blank where people could write it. Some people put $5. Some people put, I'll give you something. Some people put in $50 or $100 because they can't afford the whole payment that it might cost them if they hire a landscaper, but they're willing to pay for the supplies. And so those donations go right back into SHED's treasury, and then we just sort of keep recycling this money. So the volunteers do not necessarily have to spend a penny. They do not have to spend anything. We work just their time.
And we're just going to connect with you. Those are churches only. Now, there may be other activities, other groups, whatever. A group that goes out to dinner every once a month, something like that. And that could do something on Saturday morning.
It's always the last Saturday in October, so I actually don't know what it is this year, but it's the last Saturday in October. It's a national program, Make a Difference Day. And UCity just simply participates in it by helping the homes of older adults and disabled people.
Now, I'm opting for a different date, like in September.
Well, if we...
That's not possible?
Well, there's the national Make a Difference Day.
I can't do it then.
Well, if you get a group of people together and you tell me a date in September that you want to work on a home, Wayne, believe me, I'll give you a house. No problem. No problem.
Last Saturday in September?
October. Last Saturday in October.
The 26th.
That's the 26th, yeah.
Can you make this get on the calendar for 2020, the Make a Difference Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody ever asks me for information for that calendar.
Who puts the calendar up?
I'm not sure. I think the same people that do the Roars newsletter.
Oh, okay. Well,
I can talk to Allison. I'll talk to Allison about it.
It used to be under the city manager's office.
Well, I have a feeling now it'll be under the communications director.
The next item is brainstorming. And I'm thinking maybe that we can kind of pay attention to the folks that come here for lunch and eating ahead. And maybe that's an area where we could get some ideas from them. Last time it was a movie night. I mean, that wouldn't be that difficult to accomplish, would it?
They look at movies.
Yeah, they do. They already do that.
They have movies.
Okay. And maybe we could make that available to more folks. Maybe it could be a movie night. I don't know, at the library.
Well, you know, they like to get out early.
Transportation bill and then if you do something like that, you have to do it while it's light like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't do it October, November, December because it gets dark too quick.
Okay, I was thinking about other seniors in University City that might want to participate, but they couldn't attend this lunch.
That's something that the commission could set up something.
Yeah.
Do they look at movies on the Tuesday and Thursday program? Is that what we're talking about?
Look at movies. They don't have a particular day. They just whoever bring a movie, then they look at it.
Oh.
You know,
lately they've been doing their Monday, and that's why the participation was so low. Because somebody would stick a movie in there, and that's it. That's all they did.
And they weren't very good movies. They weren't. They weren't very good movies. I don't know where those movies came from, but they weren't recognizable movies. I don't know where they came from.
Maybe four people were sitting at this one, and the rest of the people did not come because they didn't want to sit in. It's all about programs.
But I want to get back to Gloria's point. Or was it Gloria's point? No, I guess it was Wayne's point, that we can use the seniors who come to the Senior Center program as a focus group of sorts to just find out what kind of programming, what would draw you out of your house, not just on a Tuesday or Thursday morning, but what other kind of programs or activities or services would you be interested in? But there is a whole other world of older adults in this city. What would draw all of you out? What are your friends? What would your friends be interested in? What could the city do that would improve their lives and be fun? And, you know, every activity that we do, when you talk about older people, the range is enormous. There's the young old people, which I would put all of you in that category. And then there's a whole group that's the older people. And, you know, and there's different interests, there's different activity levels, there's different needs. And, you know, at some point, if we decide that really the only group we really need to focus on are the older, frailer people in our community, because everybody else is sort of taking care of their own lives, that's it, you know. But at least we need to discuss, you know, what it is that we think we should be offering and not just focus on one group.
In my own brainstorming a little bit, I cheated because I picked a movie, which was last week. And then I put this, you know, home maintenance, or what we're doing, like we said, with the church group, or like the other group. And then I said, what about a picnic? Couldn't we have a picnic in a U-City park?
Well, they do. And that's what I mentioned at the city council maybe 2 weeks ago when I spoke. That every year they have a picnic.
The senior center folks.
Right. They have a picnic right up here at the community, Pekin Park, on the Olivet where the tennis court is.
Oh, yeah.
They have hot dogs and hot dogs. They told the story over and over and over. They says, what are we going to do now? This program is expanding.
Who paid for that?
The seniors do. This is what I'm saying, Marcia. I'm not lying to you. Elaine used to
get they put their little money together to do something.
They will pull their money together.
Well, my bias is that if the city is providing a program, the city should provide a program.
I agree 100%.
The program expenses.
I gotta realize that these seniors used to
don't have a problem with the seniors. Let's say we've got a budget of $200 for our picnic. I don't have a problem with asking the seniors to kick in $2 or
$5. To subsidize it. Yes. I don't think they should pay for the full cost of all the food.
But if obviously they're willing.
No, I think that is exactly the way to do it.
Well, I explained to them that since the city is working to get a program, that don't expect the city to be able to provide funding for this, and we can do it. I offered to do the watermelon, the buns, and the condiments. So, and they just had hot dogs and chips. That's it. You know, it's just so simple, the stuff.
So, Elaine, let me ask, if we're focusing on this group and all that, should we be concerned about all the other seniors, like that Marcia had mentioned, that may not be available at this time, or this may not be their interest? What about the folks? A lot of them are still working during the day, and if they're going to do something on the weekend or in the evening.
Well, I don't know, because seniors that we go in the daytime. We do whatever we're going to do in the daytime. Yeah. And at nighttime, we are home, doors locked.
Is that home? Is that every day?
That's it, right? And the senior that I hang out with.
If you're going to the Muni or the Fox or something like that, you're not doing that
every weekend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But you're talking about a picnic, that would be a daytime activity.
Right. Right. Yeah,
that
would be. Yeah. Okay. We just got to keep throwing our brains. Okay. All right. Anything else on brain starting?
I would like to just suggest something that we might need to start during the school year. We did this, I don't even remember what program I was involved in, but it was with school, where we have a pen pal program, and we get a class of children, and they'll pick out a name, all who want to participate.
You pair them up, and they write letters back and forth.
And they write letters back and forth, and then we have a party where they get to meet their pen
pal. Yep.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
Because we asked.
They still do that.
You still do it?
No, I said do that. We used to do it.
Did this when I was, I don't remember what class I was taking or what I was teaching or what, but we called it snail mail. And we helped the kids, we would say, what did you do when you were 6 years old or whatever? And just, it's a wonderful thing for the kids to be involved with the older people. And then they get to meet their pen pal. And it's just, it turns out to be, at first it's a little slow and whatever, but the children have to be in school and you have to approach a teacher who's willing to have a set. But they will be, because it helps the kids, you know, in everything. So I just would like to suggest that
the
program to start in with the children.
I love that.
And then at some point have either we meet there at the cafe, you know, to meet each other. It's beautiful. It turns out to be absolutely beautiful.
Well, why don't you write the program
I can do that.
I agree.
It's simple. We maybe one or two teachers, and they'll be very willing. We've got Pershing, Rhino. Well, all of our schools aren't that far.
It's just a matter of providing. It's money on the school end to provide a bus, and it would be money on this end, because you'd have to have some kind of cookies and drinks.
And writing, you know, stationaries, and we can go to the dollar store.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
They have done something, but it wasn't the pintail deal.
No, I love that. They can put pictures in. Yes.
Halloween decorations and stuff for them, and then the seniors pooled their money together, and the tables, remember I told you they sit in clusters? Well, each table was responsible for what they wanted on their table. And I always reminded them, when you're talking little kids, juice and fruit, sugar-free candy, stuff like that. And I can't remember if it was Julia Goldstein or one of the big persons here on Island. They would bring the kids here, and they'd have their little costumes on and stuff like that. So they do like a little interaction with kids. That's all.
Well,
speaking as a teacher, teachers hate Halloween. I mean, hate Halloween. Because it's just the kids are so overexcited and whatever. We have to keep that in mind.
But All Saints Day is next after that. Then you take off on All Saints Day.
Yeah.
So you don't have to teach.
That's right.
Kathy, will you write that up?
I will. It's very simple.
But the beauty of that program is the relationship building. It's not just kids popping in as strangers, running around and sort of talking awkwardly to people and maybe serving them lunch or whatever and doing their little good deed and running away. It's the letter back and forth. It's the getting to know each other. And then when they actually do come together, having the joy of meeting this person that they've been corresponding with.
Absolutely, it works.
The key is the teacher. The key is the teacher.
Any other brainstorming ideas that we think of in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, can we try to build that up and bring them to the July meeting?
Okay.
I'm going to go on to County Elder Adult Commission update. Is that all right?
I think we left it off of the. I think we left it off because you said you didn't really have anything to. Did I leave it?
I have an announcement. One of the things that the county commission did was to have a proclamation for the month of May in the county council. Does the new city council do that?
Yes.
No, I mean, do they have an older American month proclamation?
They have not yet.
You have to request it.
I mean,
write it up and give it to the council representative. You'll introduce it.
Right. Would there be any problem with that, do you think?
I think we can talk to Stacy at the next meeting and even present it to him.
You have to come up with a month. What month do you want to designate?
Well, May is National Older American Month.
Oh, really? May is old people? Old geezer month?
That's not actually the tagline that they use.
This is announced at the commission meeting, or the council meeting?
Yes.
And there's a little publicity?
Yes.
Publicity, and you have a big old presentation. Yes. I saw you get your presentation to the county council.
Okay. So,
you didn't know I was there.
So, it would get some publicity for older folks.
Yes.
Okay.
Good idea.
Can we put that on you for next meeting?
Yes, yes.
I think that would be an item for the calendar, too.
Yes. Older adult month, you're right. I'll give Allison both of those.
And you could probably get the word in up. There's several. You know, I did some research. There's a whole lot of city commissions around the state of Missouri.
Yes.
Every city has one, believe it or not. And I tried to print them out and bring them in. It's impossible. And I looked over the United States, and there's got to be thousands of them. And they have those proclamations out there to help folks. Proclaiming certain days and months of the year. It's out there.
All right. We also continue to work with Seniors Town. And if you remember, Seniors Town is where we put it on the ballot. And you said St. Louis County voters vote on it, and we get probably two or three